90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about this idea of comparing yourself to other people. And yesterday we talked about the fact that Facebook, you know, when we see Facebook, it's the highlight reel of people's lives. Then I want to talk about just simply appreciating your life for what it is. We put so much value on things. And by things, I mean nice homes, nice cars, lavish vacations. You know, experiences are wonderful. And I've talked before how, you know, I would look at experiences over things. But there are things that are more important than both. And one of those is having a good relationship with your spouse, for instance. I mean, that to me is worth more than the, you know, crazy vacation home that, you know, your high school sweetheart just posted on Facebook. When your teenage child comes to you and shares their innermost thoughts, you know, that's bigger than that trip that your cousin just took to Europe. And when you're able to pay your bills and put money away for retirement every month, that's more important than the boat that your college roommate just purchased. So as we look at things in life, I think it's very, very important to appreciate what's really and truly important. And for the most part, those things that are truly important are not those things that you see on Facebook. I mean, yeah, you may get a sense of some of those, but what's really important are the relationships you have. What's really important is things like health and family. And I think so often we get so caught up in, you know, what other people are doing or what they have, or, you know, how amazing it would be to have this great house or great car or amazing lifestyle so that you could pay for everything. And then all of a sudden, an illness comes along. And once that illness comes, nothing else really matters. Yes, you want to have good medical care, and certainly finances help you do that. But aside from that, if you're not healthy and if you're not feeling good, what is everything else? It's as if it almost doesn't matter. So really taking a step back and appreciating your life for what it is, you know, and identifying those good things that you have is such an important thing to do. And honestly, I think it's something that we don't do enough of. So I want you to think about that one for today. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would welcome the opportunity to be that person for you. And just commit. Get here for a few minutes a day, and that's all it really takes. And it will help you to stay on that path towards where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the idea of focusing on what you do have and stop focusing on what you don't have. But for today, I just want you to take a step back and appreciate your life for what it truly is. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website, joelbrookman.com, and sign up for the weekly discussion.